The sounds of machines warming up in the paddock for the International Classic race over six laps of the course, held on Saturday because of Friday's bad weather. Again, a clash between John Williams and Mick Grant was expected. Both made fast getaways, with Grant really spectacular.
And the wheel of John Williams Suzuki pouring the air as he leaves here. Now number four. This is Stan Woods on the Suzuki. Now we have number five, Jack Findlay Jack Findlay Yamaha and Neil Tuxworth Yamaha. Now Tony Rutter, who's taking out his 348 Yamaha machine. He finished second in the junior. Now number nine, Billy Guthrie, and number 10, Mick Grant. Listen to the quacker. And that's a wheelie and a half from Mick Grant as he gets away here, really turning on the power of that 750cc Kawasaki. This is number 11, Alex George, and number 12, Jeff Barry. And that was a wheelie, what, 30, 40 yards down the centre of Glencrutchery Road before that machine came down. Here's number 14, Charlie Williams with a 351 Max.
John Williams led at Ballacrane, but Gremlins once again struck at Mick Grant.
Here he is, he's with us now. John Williams, number one. Just listen to that. John Williams going away in 3 minutes, 55.6 seconds from the start to Ballacrane, which is an average of about 115 miles an hour. The second man in view now, number four, Stanley Woods goes through, followed by number two, Roger Nichols. Listen to those two boys go on their way on the first lap of this six-lap Classic TT. John Williams through safely here in 3 minutes 56 seconds from the start to Ballacrane. Two riders in view, Jack Findlay, number 5, cranks into the corner. Number 6, Neil Tuxworth, 25 yards behind him, looking safe and confident. Number 8 now, Tony Rutter with that famous PR on the front of his helmet, his magnesium wheels showing that distinctive pattern as he goes round the corner. Two more in view now. Number 11, Alec George on the big bicycle. Number 9, Billy Guthrie. Billy Guthrie, third in the senior. Number 10, Mick Grant stopping at Ballacrane. Mick Grant has stopped at Ballacrane. Number 14 goes through, that of course being Charlie Williams on the 351 Maxton Yamaha. Grant is talking with the marshals below our box here. And as I speak, number 16, Tom Aaron goes through, this time on his 350. Grant is taking his machine across to the pub. He's off the machine now, pulling it back under compression, talking to Albert Mull. He's going to try and restart as number 12, Jeff Barry. Jeff Barry not so fast there around the corner in Sid Griffiths Yamaha. Grant started the Kawasaki again. Albert Mule holding him back to another rider. Number 17, Derek Chatterton goes through. Grant slid out the clutch and he's away. He's away as Eddie Roberts goes through.
By Balaff Bridge, John Williams had opened up a gap of 15 seconds over Alex George and Charlie Williams.
And here is number one, approaching Balaff Bridge now, down the right-hand gutter, comes rather late into it, over the bridge, tremendous leap. And there goes the big Suzuki of John Williams, number one, through Balaff Village on lap one of this Classic TT. And the watch has started, he's gone 15 seconds, and the road is clear. He's already built up a lead on the road, just 17 miles out. Here's the second machine on the road now. It's number four, Stan Woods, another Suzuki, up and over, followed by number two, Roger Nichols, well in touch there with Stan Woods, who's gained just over 10 seconds on him since the start. And the lead for John Williams over Stan Woods is 16 seconds at Balaff, almost a second a mile.
But Mick Grant was 1 minute 20 seconds down. At the bungalow, John Williams led by 19 seconds.
And here comes John Williams, number one on the roads in the International Classic. A superb style. John, well ahead now, going towards the Brandywell section, and I still don't know whether anybody's been sighted around the veranda.
And the Suzuki sounded great at Cregner Bar.
Yeah.
and Alex George and Tony Rutter were in close company at the Craig. By the end of lap one, John Williams was 21 seconds in the lead.
The crowd standing, and here he is, he's number one, John Williams. Just listen to the Suzuki as it goes through at the end of lap one. And we have an unofficial lap time there of 20 minutes, 41 seconds. An unofficial lap time, 20 minutes and 41 seconds from a standing start for John Williams. Number four, Stan Woods, is through signpost corner. So is number two, Roger Nichols. And we'll take these one.
Alex George and Tony Rutter were still in close company as they passed the start.
They go past. It's number 11, George. Number two, Nichols, and number eight, Rutter. Rutter closing rapidly there on Nichols as they went past here at the end of lap one. The lights continuing to flash on. Alan, a very, very quickly...
But Mick Grant retired with clutch trouble. John Williams now on lap two at Ballacrane.
And just as you speak, listen to this, Peter. There he goes, John Williams, well on his way and well down in the times that we had for him in the senior when he was coming from the start to Ballacrane.
And by Balaff Bridge, Alex George was closing on Stan Woods.
Number four now, Stan Woods on the other Suzuki. Rather smoother, pretty fast too. And away he goes. That's the two Suzukis through, number one and number four. And number one, obviously still leading the race. Here's number 11 now, Alex George, in the pale green and white helmet. Good leap from him, and he's away equally fast. The time's now being worked out as the next man appears on the road, and it's Tony Rutter, number eight. The right knee goes out, and the back end of the machine just twitches slightly as he turns on the power as the machine comes back onto the road again. 29 seconds now is the lead for John Williams over Alex George. That's eight more seconds since Ballacrane, and we've got...
And John Williams still going well at the bungalow.
Here he comes, taking the right-hander, travelling for some 200 yards before he negotiates the left-hander here at the bungalow before crossing the MER railway lines. And he's got a beautiful style through the bungalow, there's no doubting about it. John Williams getting the message now, of course, that Mick Grant is out, and that'll be a message that will disappoint these...
And Alex George was right behind Stan Woods.
There's the Chester-based Stan Woods, the 750 Suzuki. And that's Scotland's Alex George on the 750 Yamaha. Alex having a little bit of a poor week in relation to the junior and senior. Retired in both events and, dare I say, retired in this last year on the second.
It was a pit stop for John Williams at the end of lap two, a lead of 34.6 seconds and a lap record.
And he is now being... pushed to start the machine, and something around about 18 seconds, I reckon, he was in his pit. 18 seconds, and John Williams is away after a very quick pit stop. Number 4 and number 11 are at signpost corner. We have a lap time unofficially for him, including that slowing down, of 20 minutes, 32.6. 20 minutes, 32.6. That's his second.
And the speed was confirmed at 110.21 miles per hour. But did John Williams have a problem at Ballacrane on lap 3?
Here he is now. He's in view right down the white line in the middle of the road. Now he comes over to the wall. He cranks into the corner. Listen to this. And that machine to me didn't sound quite right there. As John Williams went out of the corner, it appeared to cut a little bit as he changed up a gear. And then I thought I heard it cut a little again as he went round Ballaspur. Don't let me get your other angle.
Now, Tony Rutter, Stan Woods and Alex George in close company at Ballacrane.
Again, changing down front end dips, it's Tony Rutter. Here he goes. Tony Rutter, two riders in view now, one trying to outbreak the other, changes his mind. The first is number four, Stan Woods. The second, number four in the lead, and the second one is Alec George. Alec George on the 750 Yamaha, sitting there behind Stan, a rider who...
The placings had changed slightly at Balaf, where Williams led by 56 seconds.
Here is a man who has had more success. It's number eight, Tony Rutter, now lying second on the roads, and followed now by Alex George and Stan Woods in close company, very close company. Over they go, tremendous leaps by both, and a front wheel landing by Stan Woods that I think was a little unpremeditated, but he was trying desperately to keep in touch with number 11, Alex George. That really is a sight. But number 8, Tony Rutter, is ahead of both of them. There's number 14.
John Williams Suzuki sounded fine at the bungalow.
And new meters with John Williams overtaking a slower rider. Well, John Williams is slowing down for the slower rider, it would seem, as number 63 goes through, and then it's number 1. But not for long. John Williams overtakes Doug Randall, and he's on his way. And we didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with John's machine. Seems all right here, so perhaps the climb up the mountain.
And Alex George had got ahead of the trio at the bungalow.
Swings the bike over to take this medium-fast left-hander and comes into view. That's Alex George. And that's Stan Woods. About 150 yards between them. Alex George leading Stan Woods. There's Tony Rutter on the 348 Yamaha. And that's Charlie Williams. Charlie really is motoring. He really is trying this time.
And this is Alex George at Governor's Bridge. By the end of lap three, John Williams led by 1 minute, 4.6 seconds.
Well, the light is on for number one, John Williams. Been on a little while there now, and we wait for him to come through, and I'll just let you hear the sound of the machine yourself as here he comes. Second machine it is. The second one is John Williams. And that sounds pretty good. Perhaps a little problem with gear selection is causing our commentators to think a little bit of problems. It could just be the gear selection he's having a little bit of trouble with, but certainly they're flat out. It sounded...
Lap four now, and the leader at Ballacrane.
Listen to this, Peter. There he goes. Nothing wrong that time. The gear change was absolutely perfect. He was going very, very quickly indeed. And there is absolutely no problem there with that engine for John Williams, or, of course, the way he is riding. He went through there, I think, from Ballacrane to Ballacrane in something like 20 minutes, 31 seconds. But that was completely unofficial.
Leaderboard man Charlie Williams was very fast at Ballacrane.
Very fast. Oh, beautiful. Charlie Williams, the fastest man around Ballacrane undoubtedly today. The right knee well out as he comes round the corner, uses every inch of the road, wafts the straw bale as he picks it up against the Ballacrane Hotel, and there's Tony Rutter now. Tony Rutter shifts his seat back onto the saddles.
Irishman Tom Herron, with two wins to his credit, was going very well at Balaf Bridge.
Here's Tom Herron now, number 16. As soon as that machine comes down to earth, he's flat on the tank behind that streamlining, and away towards the Sulby Strait and Ramsey. And Tim O'Hanlon works his figures out, and he tells me that Tom Herron is in fifth position behind Charlie Williams, 38 seconds on corrected time separating them. And number eight, Tony Rutter, completes the leaderboard in sixth place, just 4 seconds behind Tom Herron.
At the bungalow, Suzuki rider Stan Woods sped through.
Third place man, that's Stan Woods. Stan Woods, in fact, on the roads ahead of Bill Fulton, one of the back place boys from Liverpool. Stan Woods on his 750 Suzuki. And a reminder to you that John Williams has pulled out some 5 seconds from Balaf. He was 1 minute 15 from Balaf. And we have Alex George now 1 minute 20 seconds.
John Williams came into the pits again at the end of lap four.
Here's number one, John Williams crosses the line now, and he's in his pits for that pit stop, and a lot of activity there indeed, just working out an unofficial lap time for him for his fourth circuit. Again, of course, a slowing down lap as he comes in for the pit stop, and now it's laps five and six, and away he will go. Now the machine in view, but this is none of the leaders yet because none of them are through signpost corner. We have an unofficial time as number 67 goes through. That's Rodney North. An unofficial time for John Williams of 20 minutes 43.8. 20 minutes 43.8 seconds, and there he goes. And the pit stop there somewhere around about the 30-second mark, so plenty of fuel put in for these final two circuits. And I say again, an unofficial lap time.
And now John Williams on Bray Hill. At the same spot now, Alex George and Stan Woods. And now, Tony Rutter. The order remained the same on lap five, except that Stan Woods dropped to ninth and Ian Richards came up to sixth. Now to the final lap. Firstly, Bella Crane, with Rutter and Charlie Williams fighting it out for third place.
Three riders come swishing round from the Hawthorns, going very, very quickly. Number 8, Tony Rutter. Number 14, Charlie Williams, trying everything he knows to get the grips for Rutter. By Jove, he was on his way there, and I even missed the number of the last man through. It was.
And now the leader, John Williams, at Balaff Bridge.
Heavy braking. Into the bridge he goes, up and over. And cranks it right, accelerates hard, goes up through the gearbox, and John Williams is clear of Balaff Village, on his way to Ramsey with just less than 20 miles to the checkered.
And past the bungalow for the sixth and final time.
John Williams, the 750 Suzuki, 220 miles gone, 6¾ to go. Ian was saying that he's got £1,500 in his back pocket with a first place prize. Well, there's 2,000.
And the checkered flag this time for John Williams.
Here he is. And there's no mistaking the joy that time. It wasn't a long push, it was a meteoric ride along, and he has won the classic race here in the Isle of Man, John Williams on the Suzuki, making up for that bitter disappointment on Wednesday. And we make it an unofficial.
And Tony Rutter took third place from Charlie Williams.
Here's Tony Rutter, number 8, Charlie Williams. Is it signpost corner? There's Tony Rutter. Now we start the watch, and 30 seconds, remember, was the starting difference. Ticking away, and while we wait for number 14, Charlie Williams, to come through, let me confirm that the time for the race for the winner was 2 hours, 5 minutes, 33 seconds, an average speed of 108.18 miles an hour. And that again knocks the record book silly. 2 hours, 5 minutes, 33 seconds, 108.18. Charlie Williams has not arrived here yet, so we make it unofficially that Tony Rutter, who has finished, must be in third place. Machine coming now. This looks like Charlie. No, it isn't. It's number 66. This must be him. This is Charlie Williams now, crossing the line. And we make it. He finished some 53 seconds behind Tony Rutter, which would put Tony Rutter into third place by some 23.
And so the results of the International Classic. First, John Williams, Suzuki, 108.18 miles an hour. Second, Alex George, Yamaha, 106.98. Third, Tony Rutter, Yamaha, 105.84. Fourth, Charlie Williams, Maxton Yamaha, 105.53. Fifth, Tom Herron, Yamaha, 104.72. Sixth, Eddie Roberts, Maxton Yamaha, 104.54. Afterwards, I spoke to the winner, John Williams.
That means, first of all, making up for all the disappointments he suffered on Wednesday in the senior, John Williams. A record race speed, a record lap. John, many congratulations.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, I can assure you. After Wednesday, that is.
Well, what were your thoughts on the last lap this afternoon, you know, when you were coming down the mountain for that last time? Did you have any worries, or was it a straightforward run for you?
No, on the last lap, for some reason, the temperature had gone up on 100 and was sitting on 100. It had me rather worried. I thought, oh, here we go again. Yeah. Another long push, but fortunately, it wasn't that way.
You had signalling stations all around. When did you know that Mick Grant had gone out of the race?
I think just after Ballacrane. Up towards Glen Helen. I'd got the signal from Charlie. I think it was 25 seconds from Charlie. Yeah. So I presumed then that either Mick was having trouble or he'd gone out.
Yeah. Did you have any problems at all today?
No, not really. The only problem I had was worry, wondering whether I was going to finish.
Yes. Yeah, it must take some building up again, does it, after the disappointment of Wednesday?
Oh, yes, certainly it does, yeah. Yes. It's not so much the build-up, it's a case of you get back on and you start doing one lap and then another lap and so on. And as you go, get onto the six, you wonder whether it is still possible to finish the Isle of Man.
Well, you've certainly done that. You've got the fastest man ever on Wednesday at over 112, a record lap today in the Classic at 110, a record race speed at over 108. John, many congratulations. Delighted for you and hope you're back next year racing once again on the TT course.
Yes, I will be. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Thank you.
John, thank you very much indeed.
And also to the second-place man, Alex George.
We move on now to the second-place man, Alex George. Alex, congratulations on a great ride. Any problems?
Not really any problems. We had a little bit of brake bother on the last lap, but that, apart from that, that was okay. We had a stone roll down the course, not deliberately, of course, but someone pushed a stone off the wall at Signpost, and that, I thought it was going straight on into Onken. But apart from that, it was very good. It's, the 250 race was four laps, plus this six laps. It's a lot of work. And I'm feeling a little tired, but other than that, everything's okay.
A lap at under 21 minutes also at 108 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was very good. I'm having a similar problems this week as John. I've done three races. Well, the first one was the 350. I stopped in the last lap. The production race, Percy was injured, of course. The 500 stopped, and I thought, well, here we go again. Two left, but very lucky now. I'm very glad to finish, very glad to be here, and for sure I'll be back next year.
Alex, that's great to hear supporters like you talking about the TT in that way, and congratulations.
There's only one TT, and I think we've all proved here. I think Bill Smith said it in the grandstand, in the Villa Marina the other night, that if you're not a world champion if you don't race here, for sure. And the points have gone there, I think, but I'll be back.
Good. Alex, congratulations, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And finally, to the consistent third-place man, Tony Rutter.
And for the third time this week, talking to Tony Rutter, who's had a first and a second, now a third. Tony, congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Yeah. Do you have any problems at all today?
None whatsoever. I feel very tired after the race because I did four laps in the 250, but I didn't have any problems at all. No.
Trouble-free run.
Sorry?
A trouble-free run.
Yes, trouble-free, yeah. I'll be back next year.
You get the signal, something about petrol.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that. Yes, I ran out of petrol on the third lap on the top of the mountain, but I'd got a reserve tank and I switched that on, and a few seconds later it came back into life again, and that was it. I expected to have to turn the fuel on, and I'd forgotten all about it till it stopped.
Anyway, I don't think there's any doubt when we ask you this question, will you be back in the TT next year?
Oh, most definitely, yes. I'll be here next year.
Good, Tony, thanks indeed.
Thank you, Peter.
So, three top men still agree that TT is the greatest race in the world, and this is just one of the sounds that makes it.